The Revelations of St. Birgitta of Sweden, Volume 3, page 147. Are you, who are most merciful, going to inflict everlasting punishment on someone who cannot sin everlastingly? Men do not believe that this accords with your dignity. You exalt mercy over justice, and humans do not inflict everlasting punishment on those who offend against them. The Spirit answered, I am truth and justice themselves. I give to each one according to his works. I examine hearts and wills. As far as heaven is from earth, so far are my ways and my judgments from the decisions and minds belonging to the world. Hence, it is so strange that a man who does not reform his wickedness, while he lives, is able, should be punished when he is no longer able. Why should those who wish to live forever and sin forever be allowed to dwell in my most pure eternity? Therefore, he who reforms his sinful behavior, while he is able, may dwell with me forever, for I am eternally omnipotent and live eternally. 265. Therefore, I swear by my divinity, that if you die in the state in which you now find yourselves, you will never see my face. Instead, in return for your pride, you will be so deeply submerged in hell that all the devils will be on top of you, oppressing you without relief. In return for your lust, you will be filled with horrible diabolic venom. In return for your greed, you will be filled with pain and anguish, and share in all the devil, in all the evil there is in hell. O my enemies, abominable, thankless, degenerate, I seem to you like a worm, dead in the winter cold. So you do as you like, and you prosper. Therefore, I will arise in the summer heat, and then you will fall silent, and will not escape my hand. Nevertheless, O my enemies, since I redeemed you with my blood, and seek nothing but your souls, therefore, come back to me in humility, and I will welcome you with joy as my children. Shake off from yourselves the heavy yoke of the devil, and be mindful of my charity, and you will see in your consciences that I am gentle and meek.